You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Lewis Smith. Lewis is Communications and Media Program Coordinator for the Canada Safety Council, and today we're going to be talking about National Farm Safety Week. That's March 14th to the 20th. So welcome, Lewis.
Hi, Maureen. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Very important. We have a lot of rural areas here in the townships, and safety is definitely the number one concern. Now, first of all, do you have a theme every year? Because I noticed in the printouts that you sent me, there's a lot of emphasis on children and safety on the farm.
Yeah, so we definitely do make it a point to emphasize different areas of farm safety year by year. But one theme that we do keep coming back to is safety of children on the farm. And that's because they're an especially vulnerable cross-section of the statistics. And, you know, they're very avoidable deaths in most cases. And so our goal by highlighting children is really to get parents and get farmers to be thinking about what they can do to avoid tragedy before it happens.
Definitely. And I was reading the statistics. They're really quite shocking. And 272 Canadians under the age of 14 died between 1992 and 2012 in agricultural-related fatalities, approximately 45% of those being 4 years of age or under.
Yeah, definitely very surprising numbers, and numbers that we'd certainly like to see diminish, if at all possible. And we believe that the vast majority of those cases are possible to avoid with a bit of common sense and a bit of preventative measuring.
Definitely 272 too many. Now, the most common cause of death among children, machine runovers. That's 41.9%.
Yeah, absolutely. Machine runovers are a very easy thing to overlook when farmers running heavy machinery or a tractor. And the issue is, as you correctly pointed out, about 45% of those children mentioned were under 4 years of age. And so those children are, of course, fairly on the small side, but they're also very prone to play around on the farmlands.
Exactly.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but when they're playing around, the parents often expect them to be in a certain area. Mm-hmm. And so when they're not where they're expected to be, or they're not predictable, well, a parent might be backing up a tractor or heavy machinery, and before they know it, it's too late to stop, and the child's been run over.
Okay.
And so it's absolutely critical, especially when you have children of that age on the farm, to set aside an area of the farm specifically for playing.
Okay, just like you would in town or anywhere, and, you know.
Absolutely. And in many cases on farmland, especially when you're dealing with young children who like exploring the space around them, mm-hmm. It might even be a good idea to keep the area barricaded or fenced off so that the child doesn't accidentally wander in the path of danger.
Okay, so fenced-in area, definitely a must on the farm.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what are some other safety precautions we should be looking at?
Well, another big cause of fatalities on the farm among children is drownings. And that's often related to, you know, farm ponds or manure pits.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, water does tend to accumulate and stagnate, and we're not really necessarily talking about particularly deep bodies of water here. Really, the important thing is to fence those areas off as well. In a lot of cases, the easiest way to make sure that the child isn't putting themselves in danger is to avoid them going into those danger areas in the first place.
Okay, definitely something to look at. What about silos? I've read that those can be quite dangerous too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had an incident a couple months ago where three children got trapped in a grain silo. And the issue there is that once they get trapped in the grain, when it's flowing, it acts a bit like quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a few seconds. The child becomes trapped, they suffocate, and it's really a very easy pitfall to fall into.
Definitely. So that's a drowning issue too, I would imagine.
Along those same lines.
Yeah.
I don't believe they classify it as a drowning.
Okay.
It's classified more as being smothered or buried under an object.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very much the same kind of safety protocol you would want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Ensure that the child stays away from the grain silo and that they understand that area is off limits.
Definitely. And machine rollovers too. You mentioned here that people should make sure that before children are on a certain vehicle that they are the legal age.
Oh, yeah. That's one key factor in machine rollovers is you need to make sure that the person who's operating it knows how to operate it. But an equally important factor in that is that the machinery is being used correctly. And so there are times where you'll see extra riders on equipment, and really that's completely not okay. If the machine's not intended for multiple riders, then adding the extra weight in a way that's unexpected by the manufacturer could lead to the machine rolling over, could lead to serious injury or even death.
Definitely. Okay, and too much weight on one side or the front or the back?
Absolutely.
Good.
Any amount of unevenly distributed weight or weight in an area that's not expected can cause problems.
Good. Chemicals, that's an interesting aspect, too, that I was reading about that I didn't really think about before. Lots of chemicals on the farm.
Oh, sure. And a lot of that can be sort of related to your average home life, where you've got a bunch of chemicals that can be, corrosive or toxic. We're talking about, cleaning agents, all sorts of dangerous chemicals. And those are absolutely present on the farm as well, oftentimes even more in more abundant quantities.
Right, because you have fertilizers, you could have medication for the animals too.
Exactly. There's a whole list of possibilities, and the odds are very high there's going to be a chemical or two or several that could be harmful.
Okay.
So in that case, it's very important to keep those locked up and out of reach from the children.
Okay, so to have a building, a room, or even a cabinet where there's a lock on it.
Yeah, absolutely. We do recommend a cabinet or, as you say, yes, a room or a building. Anywhere where the child can't easily access, and if they need access, they can contact or they can ask a parent for help in getting what they need.
Okay. Anything else you can add about dangerous places on the farm or any kind of substance or...
Well, one thing that we like saying here is that safety is a lot more than just a word that you toss around, Safety really does need to become a part of a lifestyle, and that's especially true on a farm because children are exposed to a lot of dangers on the farm, a lot of opportunities, of course, but there's also a lot of issues that could cause problems, and so that's why it's important to teach children about safety measures early, often, and to lead by example.
Right.
So a child won't necessarily see the need to act safe or to use safety protocols if the adults in their life aren't doing it as well.
Right, set by example, because children or anybody picks up bad examples even faster than good examples.
Of course. And you get the extra added compounded problem, too, that what may seem like an obvious safety measure for an adult isn't necessarily that obvious to a child. They don't have that life experience or that presence of mind yet to sort of analyze the dangers around them.
No, they don't. So education, definitely really important. Now, are all farmers required to take any kind of safety programs? Or
There are varying amounts of legislation across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I know there is a law on the books in Alberta
okay.
that requires OH&S compliance. That's occupational health and safety, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But those laws don't always apply to family members.
Okay.
And so there is some level of standard for safety that farmers need to take for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to families, it really needs to come from within, come from a specific need that they see and that they realize that they need to be taken care of.
Okay, good. Let's see. Now, you mentioned also animals, like children are definitely drawn to animals, and even the most docile animals can become scared or...
Sure, absolutely. That's another issue that you certainly see on farms a lot more than anywhere else. Even the most docile and harmless animal could become very dangerous and very aggressive if they feel threatened or if they feel that their children are being threatened. And so, again, it comes down to making sure that the child is always being supervised, first of all, and second of all, that they're not antagonizing any animals deliberately or accidentally.
Right. Now, do you have any statistics on Quebec? How does Quebec fare as far as farm safety is concerned?
Maureen, I've looked around a lot for provincial statistics.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the national statistics, as you read out earlier, but provincially, they're very, very hard to come by.
Okay. Good. Well, definitely farm safety, definitely something to think about. I also printed out a little booklet here for children. Now, can somebody go online and maybe print out these booklets if they have children in the family?
Yeah, of course. We did print off a booklet specifically for the campaign, mm-hmm. and that's accessible on our website at canadasafetycouncil.org.
Okay, canadasafetycouncil.org. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Lewis?
I think we've covered most of it.
Okay, well, you've definitely given us something to think about. Very important information, and we thank you very much.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me on.
Bye.
Take care.